It's Thursday, June 6th, and this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice. The pioneers who schoonered across the nation during the mid-19th century were a hardy and hale folk. There were plenty of dangers, wild animals, outlaws, extreme heat in the plains, frigid cold in the Rockies, and illness. It took a special kind of woman to weather the 2,000 miles of the Oregon Trail. Who were these women? Women who committed to leaving a life of comfort to journey into unknown and the American frontier. Author Susan Boutrille captured the westward migration of women in the 1993 book Women's Voices from the Oregon Trail. It was recently re-released in an updated 25th anniversary edition. Susan will be signing copies at Rediscovered Books in Boise this evening, and she joins us today with the book's publisher, Kathy Gaudry of Tamarack Books. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about congratulations, by the way, on updating this book. What was the incentive that drove a quarter million plus settlers to attempt such a journey as the Oregon Trail?
There were many factors. One was that the conditions on the farms were very bad. There was disease. There were depressions. So there was an economic incentive. And for the men, it was also a great adventure. The main incentive for women, most of whom were married on the Oregon Trail and all the trails westward, the incentive was the law. The law required that the family live where the man decided.
So that's interesting, because I was going to ask how much of it was self-motivation and how much of it was, well, they went where their husbands went, where the men went.
Yes. It was both, actually. There were quite a few single women, too, who went on the trail.
Feminist historians have pointed to the different perspectives that men and women had on the trail. Men saw the danger as, you know, an acceptable obstacle to what they presumed would be the wealth in the West, and women saw them as threats to the family. So talk about that dynamic.
In the 19th century, women and men sort of lived in different worlds. And there were many things that were required for women's behavior in what we call now the cult of true womanhood, where women were expected to be pious, pure, domestic, and submissive. Now, try doing that on the Oregon Trail. It was tough. And the roles did change, because women had to help the men. Men had to help the women. So it was like people in two different worlds traveling together and discovering that they have to do it together.
So in the foreword of your book, in the dedication, you include Kathy, yes?
Absolutely.
Talk to me about that relationship.
Well, in 1992, I traveled the trail with my mother to do research. And I decided to do this book because I wanted the voices of the women to be heard, because so often we just hear from the men. And as we know, there are different voices. And so after I got back, I started writing the book, but I needed a publisher. And so something led me to one of the greatest blessings of my life, and that was Kathy Gaudry.
Talk about this relationship, professional and personal.
Well, I was working as a freelance reader for a publisher, and Susan's book came in, and I read it. I loved it, and I tried to get the publisher to publish it, but, you know, they have a publishing schedule, and it needed to be out by January 1993 because of the sesquicentennial. And they couldn't do it. It wouldn't fit on the schedule. And Susan and I got to be very good friends over the phone, and I started sending in her to other publishers I knew. Nobody could do it. And finally she came back and she said, "Why don't you publish it?" And I didn't want to do a press had not been in my future, but I didn't want to do a vanity press. I wanted to do traditional press. And so with my mother and my husband, we put together Tamarack Books, and Women's Voices from the Oregon Trail was our first book.
Wow.
And it was interesting. I should tell you the statistics. We did get it out by January. We sold 400 books the first month. We sold 4,000 the second month, and it went on from there. It was a regional bestseller. She did well.
Indeed.
Kathy did well.
Okay, so I'd like to read something that jumped out for me, and this is from your most recent edition.
Yes.
You've added to this, and this jumped out for me. When we think of the Oregon Trail, we usually think of the journey itself, not of journey's end. Emigrants would experience the hardest part at the end when they were the most vulnerable. I have since learned that often this is so for life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you're thinking about not only your physical journey with your mom, but your just your life and your spiritual journey.
Sure.
Yeah, talk to me about that.
My mother and I were quite close, and having her accompany me on that journey changed my perspective. Mm-hmm. And so I suppose you could make some comparisons in our journey with the journey of some of the women on the trail, because it changed them. Mm-hmm. It changed their perspective. And Mother was always there to give me better perspective, to take notes, to make contacts. And one thing that sort of always stands out on that journey is that we were traveling at the time of the trial of the Clarence Thomas hearings in
Yikes.
The Senate.
Yeah, in the early 90s.
Yes, yeah. And that was about all of the news. And so that gave Mother and me something to talk about along the trail. And so, yes, the journey changed me, and I think changed my mother and changed the women who were on the trail.
Can you talk to the two of you? I'm sure you had more than a few conversations about updating the book, about adding to the book. Talk to me about why you decided to do that and that exercise.
The book now is published by Epicenter Press mm-hmm. in Seattle. And by the way, I now live in Leavenworth, Washington.
Okay.
So I'm sort of like some of those immigrants mm-hmm. who once they settled, then they kept moving. but it just gives a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And
you must really enjoy the opportunity, such as you'll have this evening, to meet with readers, new readers. As you may know, most school kids in Idaho, Oregon Trail is part of their curriculum. So their eyes are much wider when you start talking about the Oregon Trail, et cetera. It's very exciting, actually.
Oh, yes.
You must really like the rare opportunity to talk with your readers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. When I decided that I wanted for the book to be out again, it was, for the first time, it was the 150th anniversary mm-hmm. Of the Oregon Trail. And then magically, 25 years later, it was the sesquicentennial. So this is sort of the sesquicentennial edition. And so, yes, this is from Epicenter, and Kathy was my first publisher, and Epicenter is my current one.
Excellent. The book is Women's Voices from the Oregon Trail, and you'll be signing the 25th anniversary edition tonight at Rediscovered Books. Best of you. Best of luck to both of you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Excellent. Still to come, the I-48 Film Festival, designed to keep filmmakers on their toes. I'm George Prentice, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.